Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm going to have sex for the first time soon, and I've heard that it hurts, which scares me. What can you suggest?
A woman's first experience or first several experiences with vaginal intercourse are sometimes uncomfortable and occasionally may even be painful. If a woman has never before had vaginal penetration, such as with her own or a partner's fingers, a sex toy, or even a tampon, then her vaginal entrance may be largely covered by her hymen. When the hymen, which is a thin area of tissue that is filled with tiny blood vessels, tears, a woman may or may not notice vaginal bleeding, and she may or may not feel discomfort or pain. The tearing of the hymen is not the only reason, however, why a woman may feel discomfort or pain when she first starts having sex. Oftentimes, women may experience uncomfortable sex due to a lack of information about sex. For example, by the time women first start having sex, they may have never learned that using a personal lubricant can make sex more comfortable or pleasurable, or else they may not have learned that spending more time in foreplay before starting penetration can help a woman's body to create more natural vaginal lubrication, which can also make sex feel more comfortable and pleasurable. And while many adults often encourage young women and men to wait to have sex until they're older, until they're married, or until they're in love, adults may not spend enough time talking to young women and men about some of the benefits of waiting until they're feeling ready to have sex. For example, when two people feel uncomfortable with each other and unsure how to talk to each other about sex, then the sex itself is perhaps less likely to feel comfortable or pleasurable. However, when two people feel comfortable talking to each other about sex and have spent time considering the emotional and physical risks of having sex and how they plan to deal with such risks, then they're better situated to experience more relaxed, pleasurable, comfortable sex. Before you begin having sex, you might consider ways that you can feel not just physically comfortable, such as through the use of a lubricant or taking your time to begin with gentle penetration, but also ways that you can feel emotionally comfortable with your sexual choices. You and your partner might ask each other about how having sex will affect your relationship or your expectations for exclusivity or your plans for reducing the risk of pregnancy or infection. You can learn more about having sex and how to make it more comfortable by reading SEX, the All You Need to Know Progressive Sexuality Guide to Get You Through High School and College by Heather Carina. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.